Bud's the first of our little group to retire. Worked for Gagne's and Sons Heating and Cooling for, what, 30-plus years, I guess? That's dirty work, repairing furnaces and the like. Plus, you get called out at all hours, day and night. Weekends, too, don't matter the weather. And unless you're doing an annual cleaning, the people you're dealing with are usually real upset. I mean, it's 10 degrees out and no heat. They're all bundled up, seeing their breath inside the house, and Bud's got to be the one who tells them their furnace is short. No fun. Once he hit 65, Bud was out of there. When he first started talking about retiring, I says to Celeste, "Are you turning in your papers too?" She's a school secretary, worked her way up from elementary school to the superintendent's office. "Nope." "Geez, Celeste, you must have enough time in." "Oh, I do. 27 years now." "Do you love it that much?" "Well, it's a decent job. Benefits and hours are great. Makes me feel useful. But that's not the reason I'm staying." "What then?" "Well, see, if I retire, same time as Bud, he'll be underfoot all the time. You know, always on me. What are we doing today? What are we having for lunch? Don't get me wrong. I love him to death. But I just couldn't take 25 or so years of that." "Oh, I hear ya." "This way, he'll get into his own routine. It'll be up to him to figure out how to plan his day. I figure he'll sit around doing nothing for a few weeks. Then he'll get bored. Maybe start volunteering down to the senior center, taking folks to the doctors, picking up prescriptions, or do a little snow plowing on the side, get a hobby, you know, start playing golf or something. He's just going to be more motivated if I'm not around. You're wicked smart, Celeste." "I try, but to be honest, I'm pretty motivated myself. Listen, when I retire, I want to do what I want to do, okay? Sure, we'll travel and spend time together. I'm looking forward to it. But you and me know that being with your husband every single waking moment of the day is just too much of a good thing. Ain't that the truth?" And you know what? Her strategy worked like a charm. Far as the old gals down to the senior center are concerned, and I know this firsthand because my sister Irene works there, the sun rises and sets on Bud. Well, he's so good with them, and you can tell he really likes helping them out. No more Mr. Bad News Bud. Plus, he's not coming home filthy every day. Can't beat that. Celeste got it right. Let him retire first. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.